Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. And today we are discussing the Discovery show, Curiosity. What destroyed the Hindenburg?
I'm often curious about stuff.
Ah, then you must have curiosity.
I do.
Yeah, this is the feeling of wanting to know more about something or look into something a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, curiosity killed my cat. It's a very sad story because the cat wanted to see what was outside of the window. I live on the 28th floor. Yeah.
Well, I've heard a cat can always land on its feet.
It did land on its feet, but it was still just too far down.
Okay, so we often say curiosity killed the cat.
Yes.
But don't worry, this is going to be safe. We are learning about a terrible tragedy, but fortunately, we have an interesting article to read about it. So let's get started.
Reading. Curiosity. What destroyed the Hindenburg? When the Zeppelin Company launched the Hindenburg in 1936, the hydrogen-filled airship awed the world. The 245-meter vessel provided passengers the quickest and most comfortable transport across the Atlantic. Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party used the craft to show off the power of the German nation. American and European rivals, meanwhile, played it safe with helium gas because their hydrogen crafts quickly went down in flames. The world-famous Hindenburg made 17 round trips to both America and Brazil in its first year of operation. Unfortunately, what goes up must come down. And the brightest stars burn out the fastest. On May 6, 1937, the Hindenburg burst into flames over Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 of the 97 passengers and crew aboard. Had the airship not already begun to land, the disaster may have left no survivors. For over 75 years, the cause of the Hindenburg's fall has remained a heated debate. However, a group of engineers have set out to solve the mystery. Discovery's Curiosity, What Destroyed the Hindenburg? Follows the team through this process. Tune in to find out what really caused the historic tragedy.
Okay, so the story of the Hindenburg begins nearly 100 years ago, not quite, maybe about 80 years ago. And when the Zeppelin Company launched the Hindenburg in 1936, the hydrogen-filled airship awed the world. Okay, so
I bet.
Really impressed the world to awe somebody. Is to really surprise them with what you've done.
Yeah.
Now, this company launched the Hindenburg. To launch something is to send it up into the air, usually an aircraft, like a spaceship or a rocket. It could be a missile in a battle or a war. So, for example, NASA and Russia will work together in the future to launch rockets into space.
Excellent. The article continues, the 245-meter vessel provided passengers the quickest and most comfortable transport across the Atlantic. That's the Atlantic Ocean. So here we saw the word vessel, V-E-S-S-E-L, and a vessel holds something. Now, we could use to talk about like a vessel, like a glass jar for a drink or something. That's a kind of vessel. But here we mean something like a ship or a plane or even a car that holds people and products and kind of sends them somewhere.
Sure. Now, going across the Atlantic these days seems like a pretty easy airplane trip.
Really easy.
It'll take a few hours. But, however, in those days, in the 1930s, it wasn't common to take an airplane. Mm-hmm. In fact, you had to usually ride on a ship, a boat, that could take a long time.
Days.
And, you know, it's easy to get seasick when you're going across an entire ocean.
Yeah, so this Zeppelin was a giant air-filled, like, balloon. Really, not even a plane, just a huge balloon with kind of a bit under it where people could just hang out and have food and tea. So it's not even a plane, it's a giant balloon, this Hindenburg, carrying people across the ocean.
Sure, it was,
wow.
It was rather quick, and it was comfortable because you're just kind of floating, you're not zooming like a rocket or an airplane. Well, it really was spectacular, it was amazing, the whole world was impressed, so much so that the article explains Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party used the craft to show off the power of the German nation. Okay, so I said the word craft, and that is just a single vessel or ship, like a spacecraft. Okay, so for example, the alien spacecraft landed in the desert, and little green people walked out.
Oh my God.
Okay. So at this time in history, Germany, led by Adolf Hitler, was becoming much stronger in Europe and the world. Their technology was very good and possibly more advanced than any other country at the time. And this Hindenburg vessel was really a symbol of that dominance in technology, that technological power.
And as the article says, American and European rivals, meanwhile, played it safe with helium gas because their hydrogen crafts quickly went down in flames. Okay, so helium is a gas, and if you put it in a balloon, it's lighter than air, so it rises, okay? Now, hydrogen is even lighter, so it would rise quicker. However, hydrogen often bursts, and you can, it's easy to ignite and set on fire, so it could go down in flames. Helium is what we call an inert gas. It doesn't react very well with other things, okay? A bit of science for you there. But you could put either of them into balloons to make them rise up.
But I know for birthday party balloons, we always use helium, and that must be because they're very safe.
Yes,
and hydrogen,
kids' balloons bursting.
Right, it explodes very easily. So it makes you wonder why somebody would build a large airship and then fill it with hydrogen. We really don't do that anymore. And the Hindenburg is one of the reasons.
One of the reasons why.
But before we get to that point, let's continue with the article. So the world famous Hindenburg made 17 round trips to both America and Brazil.
Wow.
So it's coming from Germany, and it's making round trips. And it made 17 in its first year of operation. Okay, so operation is a state or condition of working or producing. Okay, you are in operation. You're working at the time. So for example, when the magazine company is ready to print, it keeps its printing machines in operation all night long. Okay? So it can make all of those magazines.
Yeah.
So it made a round trip.
Yes.
So this means you go somewhere and then you return. When you buy airplane tickets, you usually have two options. A one-way trip or a two-way or round trip. Because you go around like a circle.
Yeah, we also say a return trip. So you've got a return ticket or just a one-way ticket. Now, unfortunately, what goes up must come down.
That's true.
Gravity in work there. And the brightest stars burn out the fastest. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now these are phrases to kind of say, you know, things don't last forever, and the brighter they are, the quicker the fuel is gone. A bright hot fire would burn out quicker than a slow fire, and nothing lasts forever. So kind of talking about bad things here, including the word unfortunately. Okay, this word means with bad luck, or that something is bad or it's sad, usually because of the result. For example, Barry needed a 75 on his final test to pass his science class, but unfortunately, he only got a 73. Oh, so close.
All right, so the story is, as great and as marvelous as the Hindenburg was, it could not last forever. And on May 6th, 1937, the Hindenburg burst into flames over Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 of the 97 passengers and crew aboard.
That's terrible.
Yeah, quite a few people died because, so what happened was the hydrogen gas inside of the balloon ignited. It started on fire. And as we mentioned before, hydrogen burns very easily and it really just explodes. So this tragedy was over very quickly. There was nothing anybody could do once it started.
Now, yeah, we said 35 of the 90-odd people died. Now, that means that some survived, and it could have been worse. The article explains, had the airship not already begun to land, the disaster may have left no survivors. So the Hindenburg was already coming closer to land, but if it had exploded in midair, no one would have lived, okay? Now, what we used in that sentence was a type 3 or third conditional, okay? And we use this to show what would have happened if the past had been different, okay? When you do this kind of conditional, you use if plus past perfect, had, and PP. And then the result, the main clause, you use would have plus PP.
I'll give an example.
Go for it.
So right now I'm a little bit tired, but had I drunk some coffee...
Had drunk, okay.
This morning, I would be more awake.
Would
now.
Have been.
Oh.
Because it's third conditional.
Oh, I would have been.
Would have been more awake now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we could also say, if I hadn't gone to Japan in 1999, I wouldn't have come to Taiwan maybe 8 years later.
Okay.
It was that experience that
so
made
we
you
use the
come.
Type 3 conditional to talk about something that didn't actually happen in the past.
And change the... If the past had been different, what would have happened instead? Okay?
Okay.
We'll move on. For over 75 years, the cause of the Hindenburg's fall has remained a heated debate. That means people are still discussing it, and people have very strong opinions, and they're saying, no, this happened. It was heated. It was kind of angry, and people have very strong feelings.
Okay, but enough with the fighting. Discovery Channel is tired of this, because now, however, a group of engineers have set out to solve the mystery.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they've set out to do this, which is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break for that.
Shortcut for you.
Look, is that a road?
No, it's just a river.
I can't believe we're lost in the jungle. I know we set out to do something fun, but this is ridiculous.
Set out? I don't remember placing anything out.
To set out to do something means to start to do something.
I got it. To set out to do something is 开始做某事.
That's right. We set out to hike in the jungle, but now we're just lost.
Hey, listen. I think I hear a car.
You're right. There's one. In the distance.
Oh, help!
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 Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. So we just talked about set out to. That means you kind of decide this is what we're going to do and you start doing it. And the people on Discovery's Curiosity, okay, they want to set out to find out what happened to the Hindenburg, as it says. Discovery's Curiosity, what happened to the Hindenburg, follows the team through this process, okay? It's going to see how they do the research, what they find out, what conclusions they reach.
Right, we get to follow this team every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, when they come up with the ideas, the theories about what could have happened, and mm-hmm. then testing it out in their science lab, and then actually building a model Hindenburg and
cool.
testing it outside to see how it looks, to see which theory could possibly be correct.
Mm. Okay, so tune in to find out what really caused the historic tragedy. Now, this word tragedy, spelled T-R-A-G-E-D-Y, tragedy, is a terrible event. For example, airplane crashes are deadly events that often end up being tragedies, i.e.s. plural there. Okay, so that's the end of day one of this article, but join us again on day two to find out some of these theories and watch the team discuss them. Right now, it's time to go to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
All right, now today's question is, what are some of life's great mysteries, like why did the Hindenburg blow up? Okay, what happened? What's another one?
Well, I can think of two, and mm-hmm. they're such big mysteries, I actually don't know the answers.
Okay.
One of the mysteries is, how exactly did all the dinosaurs go extinct? Mm-hmm. Where did they all go? How did they die?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dying, which is kind of a mystery, what happens after we die? Do we have souls or mm-hmm. ghosts that go to some other place?
Do we come back?
I don't know. This is a big mystery to me. Well, what are some mysteries you can think of?
Okay. One of life's great mysteries, it's kind of a natural one, this one, it's Stonehenge, this place in England, which is a ring of old stones, some of them standing by themselves, some of them more like a kind of an arch. And we just don't really know what it's for, exactly who built it, how they managed to get such big stones up and around in these places. It's right in the middle of nowhere. So what on earth happened? You know, what were they doing?
Yeah, and that reminds me of the Great Pyramid in Egypt.
Right?
We kind of know how they were built and who built them, but mm-hmm. there are so many details that we are just
don't
not sure
understand,
of. These
okay.
are some of life's great mysteries and the destruction of the Hindenburg is definitely one of them.
For sure.
Okay, we know that it crashed, it burned up, but we want to know exactly how it happened. So it remains a mystery for mm-hmm. now in day one. Perhaps when we come back for day two, this mystery will be solved.
Okay, join us again tomorrow to see if they can find out what really happened. But for English for You, my name is Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Curiosity. What destroyed the Hindenburg? When the Zeppelin Company launched the Hindenburg in 1936, the hydrogen-filled airship awed the world. The 245-meter vessel provided passengers the quickest and most comfortable transport across the Atlantic. Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party used the craft to show off the power of the German nation. American and European rivals, meanwhile, played it safe with helium gas, because their hydrogen crafts quickly went down in flames. The world-famous Hindenburg made 17 round trips to both America and Brazil in its first year of operation. Unfortunately, what goes up must come down, and the brightest stars burn out the fastest. On May 6, 1937, the Hindenburg burst into flames over Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 of the 97 passengers and crew aboard. Had the airship not already begun to land, the disaster may have left no survivors. For over 75 years, the cause of the Hindenburg's fall has remained a heated debate. However, a group of engineers have set out to solve the mystery. Discoveries, Curiosity, What Destroyed the Hindenburg? Follows the team through this process. Tune in to find out what really caused the historic tragedy. Vocabulary Review. Curiosity. The science movie filled the student with curiosity and made her want to learn more. Launch. The spaceship will launch at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning and fly to Mars. Craft. The adventurers made a craft out of wood and used it to float down the river. Operation. The roller coaster is only in operation during daytime hours. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, Tom has to study for a final test, so he can't come camping with us. Tragedy. The news has been discussing the tragedy of the airplane that was lost over the sea.